The project is called the Navigation and Ecosystem Sustainability Program, or NESP, and it aims to improve the ecosystem and navigation of the Upper Mississippi River. However, projects are moving forward slowly. Congress decreased program funding to $6.2 million for 2010, a $2 million cut from this year. Kent Peeler is CEO of Brennan Marine, a company that provides service to barge lines in the Port of La Crosse. Peeler says the NESP program should receive stimulus money.
You improve your transportation infrastructure. That has a very positive bottom line impact when you're looking at domestic movements, lowering the cost to move coal, for example, lowering the cost of construction equipment transportation, for example, such as cement, and again, the benefits to imports and exports, which are so important to the economy.
Jeff DeZeller is a project manager with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in St. Paul. DeZeller says some NESP projects underway weren't considered shovel-ready. He says efforts to improve locks, for example, are mostly in the design and planning phase.
These are expensive designs, and they're resource-intensive, and, basically with this de minimis level of funding, it's really hard to make the progress that you need to make to go forward. The design will take years and years and years at the rate we're going.
In the meantime, DeZeller of the Army Corps says they're trying to get projects shovel-ready. According to the Federal Recovery website, the U.S. Department of Transportation still has $31.5 billion yet to be awarded. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.